Ladies and gentlemen.
Make some noise. Let's go.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the non-award-winning Ladies and Gentlemen podcast. The only podcast that is right on time with your SNL musical review episodes. Here we are. Jason Sudeikis, Brandi Carlile. As expected, this was a charming episode. It really was. Dreams came true during this episode, if you can believe it. Brandi Carlile, she had dreamed of performing on Saturday Night Live, which we'll get into. And then she finally did it. The childhood dream has come true. And so is mine. You're here. I'm here. My name is Artemis. Thank you for joining me. Yeah, so this episode really brought back a lot of recurring characters, huh? I was surprised by the amount of returning characters. The devil came back. And what do you know? We got a new edition of What's Up With That? How about it, folks? Yeah, I was so excited to see the tracksuit come back once again. And I have to say, I was elated. It should be celebrated. Best sketch ever created. It's never hated. That's right, folks. We got Ooh-wee. What's up with that? What's up with that? All right, that's enough. But yeah, I was obviously super excited about that. But you know, let's just jump right into this episode, huh? There weren't any musical numbers outside of the musical guest, so that'll make this easy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandi Carlile.
Amazing performance. No notes. I'm just kidding. I do have some notes. First up, Brandi Carlile performs Broken Horses, which I will say is a fantastic song. Starting off, we've got a no-frills setup on the stage, which goes very well with her entire aesthetic. She's very no-frills herself, so that works out. However, she is wearing just a sharp-ass gold suit, and she looks fly. I will say, she looks fantastic. This song reminds me so much of the Black Crowes. And I hadn't looked up too much on Brandi Carlile before. So I looked up, I'm like, oh, is she from the South? She has to be, you know, Southern if she's performing the Southern rock style. No, she's from Washington. And at least that's where, you know, she was originally from. I'm not sure where she's from now. But yeah, she ain't from Georgia like Black Crowes. This is a very good impression. And boy, is her voice suited for it. It is an incredible vocal performance. And she sings so effortlessly. At least she looks like she's singing so effortlessly with just all of this power behind her voice. This may be more rock than I've ever heard from her. I know her from The Joke. I know her from kind of softer songs. And so, yeah, this was definitely kind of a kick in the gut originally. And I liked this side of her for sure. The title comes from her daughter asking her how she could afford horses growing up despite being poor. She said, and I quote, "I couldn't. I was given broken ones." Which lends to the chorus where she talks about only broken horses know to run, which is a fantastic line. And this is a longer song than we've had here in the last few weeks, at least this season, coming in at 5 minutes, which the 5 minutes just breezed on by. In fact, when it was done, I wanted more. And I was just thankful we got a guitar solo, you know? After her performance, she let out just this scream of joy. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't smiling along with her. Knowing her journey, knowing how long she's been at this, and she has not been invited onto SNL. And here she is, fulfilling her lifelong dream. Just like it's my lifelong dream, just like it's your lifelong dream. We all want to be on the SNL stage. And boy, did she earn it.
Once again, Brandi Carlile.
Back now, even if you call me out, you might be angry now, of course you are. I'm scared too, didn't mean to take it out on you. I know I always do, you're the strongest person in the room. Turn back time, help me to rewind, and we can find ourselves again. It's not too late. Either way, I lose you.
Now, here it is, the expected ballad of the second performance. And honestly, this is the Brandi Carlile that I'm most familiar with. And I'm sure a lot of others are most familiar with, too. It's kind of been her bread and butter for the last few years. And I will say, she is once again wearing a sharp-ass black suit and is looking fantastic. But what you can really hear is I normally say, like, to mention when an artist has vulnerability. This is a different kind of vulnerability. This is a power in vulnerability. This is there's a power in admitting your mistakes. And that's what her vocals are really representing right now. It starts off, it's just her on the piano, just her brutally honest lyrics. And as you heard, she hits this really high sustained note, and the crowd just goes crazy. I've never heard a Saturday Night Live crowd respond in such a way, because normally, you know, they'll clap at the beginning, they'll clap at the end, but everything that's going on in between, they mostly don't react. This time, they reacted, because it was just a punch in the gut from Brandi Carlile. And yeah, I was totally touched by this song. And upon researching the song, I discovered that the music video was directed by Courtney Cox. Who knew? But definitely the best performance of the night. The first one was a lot of fun, but this one just hits you where you need it. I really can't help but feel she's an artist out of time. Ironically, performing this song right on time. She definitely feels like she's from another era, and not in a way where it feels like a pastiche, where it feels like this person is paying homage to a certain genre, to a certain time in music. This feels like this is who she is. She's not putting it on like a coat. She is absolutely through and through country, soul, rock. Everything that's inside of her is exactly what was inside Elvis, inside Jerry Lee Lewis, Johnny Cash. Brenda Lee, she reminds me a lot of. And I'm grateful that we get an artist like her without the pomp and circumstances, just straight to the point, tear-inducing stories, which she's very good at. And I do hope that this is the start of that next chapter in her career. She's been winning Grammys. Here she is on Saturday Night Live. It feels like all of this hard work is finally about to pay off. And it couldn't happen to a better person, man. We need artists like her to show the next generation. Tell your story, work your ass off, and be amazingly talented, and you're going to get somewhere. Overall, I would say this performance, I may be a little biased, but I'm going to say 9 out of 10. And earlier, Jason Sudeikis mentioned during his monologue that the SNL stage, the musical stage, is where Elvis Costello performed. It's where Kanye West performed, Nirvana, the Rolling Stones. Does Brandi Carlile deserve to be in that list? You're damn right she does. She brought everything she had, and I don't believe she's done. She's got so much more to give, and I cannot wait for her to bring it again. But that's all we've got for this week. As you can tell, I am very passionate about this performance this week, and I am excited to see more like it. Artists that have something to say, that make you feel something. I feel so alive. But SNL is going to be taking some time off. They will return November 6th. I don't know if I will be taking that time off, but I'll probably get at least one episode in. I hate to lose this momentum, you know? But yeah, they're going to return November 6th with Kieran Culkin as host and Ed Sheeran? ? Yeah, that's still up in the air. He got a case of the COVID, and they're apparently looking at replacements. Either Justin Bieber or Shawn Mendes, which I'm not excited about either of those. But I guess we'll just have to see. Anyways, take care.